Wait. I should run. Fast. Call the police and have this whack job arrested for assault. But I don't move. My breathing starts to calm, and my panic recedes, and for some reason, I don't think he's going to harm me. Yeah, I'm sure the Green River Killer's victims didn't think he'd harm them either. Are you okay? My voice is breathy, and I realize I'm still clutching my camera to my chest almost painfully, and I relax my hands and start to lower them when his head snaps back up. Do not take my fucking picture. His voice is low and measured, controlled, but he's still shaking and breathing like he's just run a marathon. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm putting the lens cap back on. I do as I say, not taking my eyes from his face, and he watches my hands carefully. Jeez. He takes a deep breath and shakes his head, and I get a good look at the rest of him. Wow. Beautiful face, chiseled, stubbled jaw, and those deep, clear blue eyes. He's got messy, golden blonde hair. He's tall, much taller than my 5'6", lean and broad-shouldered. He's wearing blue jeans and a black t-shirt, and both hug that lean body in all the right places. Damn, he'd look fantastic naked. Ironically, I'd love to get him in front of my camera. He looks me in the eye again, and he looks vaguely familiar to me. I feel like I should know him from somewhere, but the fleeting recognition is gone when he speaks. I'm going to need you to give me the camera, please. Is he serious? He's still going to mug me? I let out a short laugh and finally break eye contact, looking up to the now blue sky, and shake my head. I close my eyes, then look back over to him, and he's staring at me intently. I find myself smiling as I say, "You are so not getting this camera." He tilts his head to the side and narrows his eyes again. Muscles low in my belly clench at his sexy stare, and I silently castigate myself. No getting turned on by your sexy early morning mugger. You are not getting this camera. Who the hell do you think you are? Now my voice is rising and I pat myself on the back. You know who I am. His response throws me and I narrow my eyes, staring back at him again, and get the strange feeling once more that I should know him, but I shake my head in frustration. No, I don't. He raises an eyebrow, puts his hands on his lean hips, and he smiles, showing off a perfect line of teeth. The smile doesn't reach his eyes. Come on, honey, let's not play this game. Either give me that camera or delete the photos and we can get on our way. Why does he want my photos? Suddenly, it occurs to me that he must think I've been taking pictures of him. I don't have any photos of you on here, honey, I reply. His eyes narrow again and his smile slips away. He doesn't believe me. I take a step toward him. I stare deeply into his widening blue gaze and speak very clearly. I don't have any photos of you on my camera. I'm not a portrait photographer. I feel my cheeks flush and I look down for a moment. What were you taking photos of? His voice is level now and he looks confused. The water? The boats? I gesture out toward the sound with my hands.
I saw you point your camera toward me when I was sitting on that bench.
He points to the bench behind me. It's sitting near where I shot the photos of the couple holding hands. I pull my camera in front of me again, and I see him tense up, but I ignore him, turn on the camera, and start flipping through my images until I find the ones he's afraid are of him. I walk over to him and stand next to him, my arm almost touching his, and I feel the heat from his sexy body. I make myself ignore it. Here, these are the photos I took. I point the screen toward him and start to page through them, showing him all of the images. Would you like to see the others I took as well? Yes, he whispers. I continue to show him the images of the water, the sky, the boats, the mountains. I can't